As I went deep into meditation this morning, the vision that came in was of a beautiful silver disc of energy, a portal opening in the night sky, and stepping through that portal, just beaming out of this portal, the most beautiful Christed energy, arms open wide, just pouring from the heart so much love across our world, planet Earth. I'd found energies just slowly being released from my own body, the wounds that we all carry from our time living so deep in the dense world, duality zone. And as I went through this subtle release and then the resurrection, as the process completed for me, I felt these beautiful beings of light wishing to share, and so we record this live for you now. Just taking a few deep breaths and coming into your heart and just asking to receive exactly what it is you need to feel and hear. We can sense you all around us, no matter when you're listening or tuning in. For you too are part of this pattern of the resurrection of Earth. Our beloved ones, it is with the greatest love that we beam into your realms now. You could very much liken what is happening in your world to a time of resurrection. For so many are gathering right now to celebrate the holiest of holy messages and messengers. If you take a moment to go back in your linear time history, you will sense what the presence of this being of love revealed. So many at that time, beloved ones, was caught in the energy of power, the rich becoming richer in their games of control, the poor becoming hungrier, and so this one, a being of the greatest love, descended into your world to trigger great change, as all the holy ones have always done. The presence of this one in your world elicited so much, draw to the surface so much, reminded the collective that there was great healing, power available to all, that those who were lost and lifeless could be resurrected when their hearts were ready. And it is true, it was the wounded ones, the truly wounded ones who lived so disconnected from Source that decided to eliminate this one's presence from your world. There are many stories of that time, and we wish not to dwell too much there, for that was then and this is now. And as you go deeper into isolation, it is truly, beloved ones, an opportunity for deep reflection. And many wounds will rise. Wounds, perhaps, of feeling so lonely. Wounds, perhaps, of feeling bored as your entertainment is not there in the way, perhaps, you are used to. Distractions are always good to avoid the feeling of deep wounds. Yet at this sacred time in your world, so many of you are also feeling the sorrow of what happens when wisdom is denied, when wiser ways of being are suppressed. So many of our light worker friends and family, those of you who descended to hold a wiser pattern and way, the pattern of the Christed ones of great love, so many of you too have received your wounds along the way, lifetimes after lifetimes of holding the light, of holding and embodying a wiser way to be. And yet these wounds are in all of the human life wave to greater or lesser degrees. Some of you, of course, would no longer see them as wounds, but more as battle scars or badges of wisdom that have perhaps left a little residue of pain. And yet the love that you carry and the wisdom that you carry in the higher perception you have gained have soothed these wounds, and so they no longer carry deep imprints at all, yet they are there. It is a time, beloved ones, of each individual being willing to lay at the altar of the Christed one you yourself are, this pure love being, this being that has the greatest wisdom, that vibrates within creation, in all the zones and in you at your core. When you are ready to say, I am done, when each and every one of you beloveds is ready to say, I lay the wounded one that I am, no matter how great or how small, at the door of the greatest love and light within. I take all the limitations that I carry and lovingly let them flow out from my being to form flowers before me, to lay these flowers at the altar of the resurrection, the altar of the purity of that which I am. I am ready to reclaim my innocence, For, beloved ones, you descended so long ago as innocents. You knew nothing of the wounds of life in the denser, dual-natured worlds, for you descended from unity and love. You descended from planes of such wisdom and light and love. Yet your journey, beloveds, was elective. You came with free will and, yes, we could say almost excitement for this scientific exploration of what existence could be like in the dual-natured zones. And in your play, beloveds, for some of you have been here for so long, you carry the imprints of your life in Lemuria, Atlantis, Egypt, and so many other cultures and places and times. And you played like all sentient life plays, co-creating, playing individually with different patterns that arose, adding to each arising pattern, consolidating a group pattern and belief. For there were many at the time of your Christed One who played in the pattern of power and money and subjugation and gained so much personally with little thought to the impact on the mass collective. And yet this one descended to remind all that there are many mansions in the co-creative kingdom, that there are many mansions to be explored. It is your time, beloved ones, as you step back in retrospection, in acknowledgement, in honest assessment of the creation of your lives, to ask yourself, are you ready for a return of wisdom in your world? Not the wisdom that another will share with you, but the wisdom that you carry deep within your soul. Are you ready for the rising of the greatest love you will ever know that will recalibrate all your wounds, no matter how deep or small? For the rising of this Christed love, the rising of this wisdom all carry within at this time, will be the rising of a resurrected world. You have, beloved ones, entered into the time of the resurrection of your world. This is the beginning of a new way of being, a new way that you collectively choose at this time, beloved ones. Can your heart say yes? I am ready for the resurrection of the Christed One within myself. I am ready to step into a pattern of the greatest love and wisdom that is already vibrating through this world. I am ready to experience the kingdom of heaven within, to see evidence of the kingdom of heaven within this earth plane. I am ready to witness and experience true unity consciousness on earth. What does your heart say, beloved? And so we leave you in this sharing with this vision of this silver portal, silver, for it is the matrix of the divine feminine and all her nurturing and love. To see this silver portal, this disc, this gateway, a portal that is now opened to your world. The opening of this portal on this 11th day of the fourth month of the year 2020 in your time. It is growing wider as you go back to that integrated state, your willingness to walk in the flow of wisdom and love, for wisdom with love brings the power for the resurrection. And sense, beloveds, also the beaming through this portal, the Christed energies, where the word Christ just means pure love. For the Buddha Maitreya carries the Christed energies. The Christed ones come from many worlds. And they give now, they beam in through your world, the energy of support. That is all. No dogma, beloveds. No teaching, beloveds. Just the energy of love. So that you may choose now the resurrection of the innocence of that which you are. The resurrection of the wisdom at your core. The resurrection of the love that you have to rise, to radiate through your world and to support the resurrection of all upon your plane that are ready to know the truth of that which you really are, for you are magnificent indeed. Our message, beloveds, at this time is simple. It is a time of recalibration, of release, of resurrection for those on earth who are ready for this now. Your wounds are a bouquet of flowers that you may lay at the altar of the rising of your world. And so it is, beloveds. And so it is. And all we have shared is for those with eyes to see and ears to hear and hearts to feel the truth of that which is here now.